All right, all right. Welcome back to the Peterson Podcast. It's Tuesday. No, it's Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Yeah, it's Wednesday. Usually you're trying to knock one of these out on Tuesday, but I'm a day behind. So Wednesday morning, and I've got Brian Grange.
All right, yeah, thank you.
Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
All right. So same format. Let's ask you a few questions, and here we go. So okay. Tell us about you.
Well, my name's Brian. I've been here at Peterson since about 2012, after I got back from my mission.
Okay, so 12 years.
Yep.
Right? Okay.
About 12 years, coming up on 12 years. And we're full-time since 2015.
Okay. So, while you're finishing school.
Yeah, it was part-time through school and everything. So I got my degree in business, and then I actually am a registered nurse.
Oh, no kidding.
And I got my MBA at the same time. Yep.
How many people know that?
Probably not many. There's a few.
That's a cool story. Why?
Well, I love healthcare. Like,
okay.
I love learning about the human body and stuff. Like,
okay.
It just fascinates me that the design and right. How it all works is amazing. So that was really fun, and I loved learning about it. I didn't necessarily love for working as a nurse.
Being a nurse,
yeah.
Right?
Yep. But I really loved it. Loved the healthcare industry. Really cool stuff.
That's cool,
the
man.
Technology there is awesome.
So. Yeah, I didn't know that.
But yeah, so I really enjoyed that, and I did my MBA at the same time, and
okay.
Kind of did those together to.
So you're a nurse with the MBA.
Yes. Yep. Working at Peterson's.
That's cool.
Fabrication.
That's a cool story.
Yeah, so I have 5 kids, married, my wife. I live next door, so my commute's really far away.
Yeah, that's a long way to go home for lunch.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, my kids are, I have twins that are 8.
Oh, okay.
I got a 5-year-old, a 3-year-old, and like an 18-month-old.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
You
3 girls, 2 boys. So it's fun. They keep us busy.
That's awesome. But that's a lot under 8.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yep. Yeah, we knocked them out.
I like it.
Come quick.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, cool. So 12 years at Peterson's. So where'd you start?
So I started in maintenance, washing parts at night.
Okay.
Just right when I got back from my mission. And yeah, washing parts. And
like then, in the machine shop?
Yeah, so we were tearing out a machine, I think. And so I was washing the parts at night so they could put them back in the next day.
Okay, cool.
So that's where I started, and then one day I came in, and the guy doing all the maintenance scheduling didn't show up for work, and I said, hey, I can do that job.
All right.
Let me have a chance at that, and from there I worked as a maintenance scheduler, and then later on, after I finished my bachelor's degree, Frank gave me an opportunity to be a project manager or an assistant.
Very cool. Okay.
And moved into project management, and then now I'm over here in IT.
And you're working on...
Well, the ERP system.
The new one.
Yep, the new ERP system, visual.
All right. So you're going to make us lean and mean.
Hopefully, that's the goal. Yeah.
That's awesome. That's cool, man. That's a great story.
Yeah. Yep.
So, fun. So what's your favorite project been?
Oh, there's been a lot of cool ones. Like, I grew up out here in the shop as a kid.
Yeah.
I used to play on the parts and get in trouble by Lolo and all the other guys.
Right.
Here forever.
Right.
But one of my favorites is the Eater project, actually.
Oh.
I didn't have a lot to do with it. I helped Chad Brazelton a little bit on it. But that's actually one of my favorite projects that we've done here.
Yeah. So tell us what that was.
So the Eater project is a fusion reactor over in France, I believe.
Yep.
And we work on a lot of the nuclear industry stuff in the fission world,
right?
But this is a new technology for a fusion reactor,
yeah,
which is
very cool.
Really cool.
Yeah.
Reminds me a little bit of Spider-Man too.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Doc Ock and his fusion reactor.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's actually probably one of my favorite projects. I worked on the GE steam dryers, which was fun, a challenging project.
Yeah.
The melters, I spent 3.5-4 years on that.
Okay.
Which is a very challenging project.
Yeah.
But it's been a good one. And I learned a ton on that project, which was a lot of fun and good for me.
That's cool.
But yeah, I think just the technology behind the fusion reactors, I think is
nobody's cool. Nobody said that yet. So yeah, that's a new favorite.
Yeah.
So well, that's cool.
And the Disney stuff has been really cool to be able to go to Disney and and ride some of those rides that we've built and Universal and
some of that's pretty cool. Some of those are really cool. Yeah, because you don't get to go turn the reactor on or you know you don't get to fill the waste buckets that we build with stuff and put them in the ground. So it is kind of cool to go touch them after we build them. So
it's really
on that fun. On the entertainment side. So well, thanks for being on.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, just tell everybody how painless it is.
It's pretty painless.
Okay. Well, cool. You got a joke?
Yeah, so I got a joke.
Let it rip.
This one comes from my 5-year-old daughter.
Oh, we like those kind.
She's
okay.
Ball of energy, but so why did the chicken go to the gym?
I don't know. Why did the chicken go to the gym?
To work on his pecs.
Dude, that's not even a terrible bad joke, or dad joke. That's like a pretty decent one. So, yeah, nice work. Well, thanks, man. Thanks for being on. And if you found some value in this, share it with your friends and your family. And remember, if we're all doing a little bit better than we were yesterday, we'll be winning tomorrow. And if you want to be on my super famous award-winning podcast, you know where to find me. Thanks.